Hello, it's Monday, the 8th of April in the year of our Lord, 2024. We're back with another nightly news. I'm here with my girls, the wonderful Christine Miner and the beautiful Catherine Watkins. Hey, ladies.
Hey, how's it going, ladies?
It's all
Happy
good.
to
We've
be
got
here
nothing to
as
say. Be back.
always.
Good to be back.
Exactly.
Jason's not here. He'll be back tomorrow. He's decorating. Okay, so we're going to start, as always, with Kate Watch. Well, there's still no proof of life, is there? I mean, this we can just be carrying on. I can just say this sentence every single day until we have confirmation or proof of life. Articles are coming out, though. Over the weekend, there's various articles coming out to say Kate and William are very anxious about taking the throne amid Charles's cancer diagnosis. They've had Prince Edward and Sophie out doing Trooping of the Colour today. And then The Independent have come out with Kate Middleton cancer news. Princess and William very anxious about taking the throne after the diagnosis. People are saying anybody speaking out against her is being very insensitive. Harry and Meghan apparently are having sleepless nights over upcoming visit to the UK. The royals have been targeted in Russia's disinformation war with fake story about the king selling Highgrove. Well, we know Buckingham Palace has been empty for years. They're now doing tours of Balmoral and Buckingham Palace, apparently. So who knows? But yeah, there's still no sign. There has been gestures that people are overwhelmed with the kindness of Kate because Kensington Palace sent out thank you notes for the flowers and well wishes. Come on. Is that the best they can do? I don't know. It's a mess. It's a total mess. It's collapsing all around them. The royal family have finished. And Catherine, any comments on this?
Just that it is all, yeah, Buckingham Palace. So they're doing, you see, tours around Buckingham Palace. Is that to anyone then?
Yeah, the public can
So
go in at certain times of the year and pay a fee to go and have a walk around Buckingham Palace. Yeah, absolutely.
they haven't
And they're
been
now
yet.
opening up. They're out now opening up. I think they said Bat. Was it Bat? They're definitely opening up somewhere, maybe Highgrove. And my other thing is Kensington
Interesting.
Palace. Who's living in Kensington Palace? Because they live on
I
ground Adelaide Cottage. Surely
don't
we've got
know.
all these illegal immigrants taking up hotels. Why can't we move them to the royal palaces?
Exactly.
That would solve a few problems, wouldn't it?
It
Right.
would. It would. But can you imagine? It's not going to happen.
Well, Kat, I'm just going to move swiftly out of Kate Watch to the nice little link. Hotels in Wales. We've got a hotel in Cardiff that somebody went in and filmed. What do you find?
Yeah, so basically, so the hotel it is in Cardiff, and it's a nice hotel as well. You know, it's a big, I think it's got 150 odd rooms or something. You know, 140, £150 a night job, and it's still closed to the public. So basically, he goes into the hotel with his phone, and he's recording only a few minutes long. He's recording, and he's being told to leave by the security guards, and they won't really answer any questions and whatever else, but basically is shut to the public. And basically what it is there's immigrants staying there free of charge. And this is just one of many all over the country, not just in Wales. Obviously it's going on everywhere, but I just don't think people are aware. There was even a camp, it's down in Cardiff as well, actually, down at the capital, and it's got like they're not flats, but they're like chalet type things, but they're nice. Do you know what I mean? They've built a whole massive community of those, and I mean there's loads there, and again they will be free of charge for the illegal immigrants coming into the country, and yet we've got people struggling on the streets and what, it's just a massive smack in the face. And and you know, people got to remember as well, although these hotel owners are, you know, they're the ones agreeing to it, they, all right, they're being offered everything, and you know, from a financial point of view, then obviously they're going to take that with everything, but you know, from a community and a moral point of view, they've completely screwed us over in helping them do it, you know. Same sort of thing that's going on with the landlords that we've spoken about before, Lou, you know, with Serco, they're offering everything so they don't have to deal with maintenance fees, they don't have to deal with late payments, it's all dealt with and they get a nice little sum for it. They're going to toss out the mother and child, do you know what I mean? Or a lot of them will. You'd like to think they wouldn't do that, but a lot of them will. Because they'll get, you know, so it's just to point out that it's still going on, guys. We're still being absolutely flooded. And they're staying in hotels free of charge. They're staying in houses free of charge. They're building places for them to stay free of charge while, you know, the poor man who already live here suffer, basically.
The thing is, a lot of these hotel chains are also owned by foreign companies, like, as well. So they really don't give a damn, right? If they're going to guarantee that they get their hotel filled up, people's wages, because I do believe their staff were actually still walking around. So these illegal immigrants have waiting staff as well, do they?
No. Yes, probably. You know, when we think it's a real sort of smack in the face, but it's happening all over, and it has been for a few years and it's still happening, you know. So people are just pointing out that this is still going on, guys, you know, and this
it's
is why you can't get
happening here.
You've got veterans
as homeless people living on the street, getting kicked out of shelters to make room for illegal immigrants, and then the same thing with the hotels. These NGOs are just taking them over, emptying them out, paying the rent for, we are, of course, it's the taxpayers paying for it. You know, we're paying for every one of those rooms every night. Yeah.
Ed Miliband, his company, I do believe, are the ones who are looking after all of your border. And Ed Miliband, him and his brother went up to be prime minister. And his brother won, David Miliband, but Ed Miliband is over working for an NGO who are looking after the migrants. It's his he's CEO of the NGO.
Wow.
And he's a horrible little weasel.
Oh, that really fills me with hope. Wow.
Well, yeah, sorry about that. Kat, we'll stay with you because you found something going on in schools over in New Zealand and it's shocking.
Oh, it is really bad. It's Australia, it is. Yeah, this was a couple of days ago. What are we on, Monday? So this was Friday, I believe. And it is a short article. I'm just going to read it because it is quite short, right? And I looked and it's all over. It's actually all over the internet anyway, because obviously there's outrage. They've given the name of school is Renmark High School. Australian high school class explicitly explains bestiality as part of LGBTQ lessons. Guys, you're not going to believe. Well, listen. A high school in Australia is under investigation by the South Australia Department for Education after it hosted an unsupervised presentation for young girls that explicitly explained bestiality as part of sex ed lesson about LGBTQ+. Renmark High School's principal, Matt Evans, issued a letter of apology to parents who heard that their children left in disgust during the session on March 22nd, sorry, March it was, given by a third-party presenter and put on by Headspace Berry. The apology read that the school was taking this matter very seriously, in air quotes, and had raised concerns with the speaker from Headspace, located in Berry, who has been suspended from operating in government schools while the Education Department investigates. Evans also stated the school had launched an internal review due to the normal procedure of notifying parents of specific presentations was not followed, obviously, because anyone who'd had a consent form sent home saying, oh, can your 12-year-old participate in bestiality lessons? The answer is going to be a flat out no, obviously. I apologise unreservedly for that, he said in a letter sent on March 25th. I acknowledge that some of the students felt uncomfortable with this content and there have been a number of complaints from parents. He said that the internal review would ensure that processes around such notifications and procedures with regards to third parties attending our school are always met. Oh, these kids were year 9, so that would be 13, right? Horrified parents learned that their daughters in year 9 at the school had been pulled from their regular lessons and placed in a separate classroom with the Headspace Berry facilitators and the speaker without any supervision of a teacher. They had not been notified of the presentation or consented to it. Right? Now, that this is my point in over here. What do we keep saying? Are they bringing in third-party organisations which are unregulated, they're unvetted, and this is the stuff that they're bringing in, right? We had a teacher that told us to grab a chair and sit in front of the board, and then the Headspace people came in and the teacher left. So then we're sitting in front of a board alone with no teachers, 14-year-old student Courtney White said. The title slide of the presentation read, quote, "You can see queerly now, no point in hiding." This stuff is demonic. 14-year-old Amelia Wunderberg said all the girls felt extremely uncomfortable as the presenter went into graphic detail about their sexuality and then showed a slide about what each component in LGBTQIA plus meant. There was a slide for what the plus means, and they just started randomly saying words that no one knew, like bestiality, Amelia said. They said the queer community just accepts all of it, even though isn't it illegal? We're all just sitting there like, what the hell? What are we doing here? Why are we learning about animals having sex with humans? She said. It was really disgusting. It was really uncomfortable. Following the incident, a government spokeswoman said the students had been offered extra counseling. Listen to this last paragraph. Headspace Berry's website states that it, quote, provides free mental health services, alcohol and drug counselling, vocational support and some physical and sexual health services for young people 12 to 25 years old in the Riverland region of South Australia. What on earth do you think of that? This is the last taboo. Paedophilia, bestiality, and incest. And this is called the normalization of it. What do you think, ladies?
I think it
I
is
can't
April
say because we'll be
8th.
Taken off it.
Oh my gosh. God's got to move. He's got to move. He's not going to sit there and take this anymore. I mean, you can feel it, right? You can just feel it. Like, enough is enough.
It's definitely a spiritual warfare. It's demonic. And when I say Satan's classrooms, I mean it in the literal sense. I'm not even joking.
That's true.
Oh, when you've got this going on in the class, it is absolutely beyond, it's unspeakable. It's unspeakable. And yet they've got your kids in the classroom grooming them like this with dodgy people from where, God knows where, do you know what I mean? That have come in with really questionable backgrounds and deviant like behavior and start teaching your children, your young children, about
not only that, but they
having
give
sex
them
with people.
Full access unsupervised to your children.
Yeah.
They separated all the girls out and put them in a dark room with this creep who then starts this video after telling them all about his, her, its sex life. How could anybody sit through that and feel comfortable? I'd love for the school board to sit through that and feel comfortable. I mean, if you wouldn't sit through it, why would you allow your children to sit through
it? And that's the thing, you can imagine the outrage of it, because obviously, I know we've been, obviously people have been warned, but they don't know when it's going to happen. So in this case, again, none of them were informed. No parent knew anything about it because obviously they would say no. And this is what they're doing, guys. So the parents out there saying, oh no, they've told us they're not doing this. They've told us they're not doing that. And then little things like this creep up constantly, mind.
They
and the damage is
it.
Already done. They've already been exposed to it then, you know? It's disgusting.
So disgusting.
These people should be in jail. These people should be in jail, not in the classroom with our children. They should be in jail. Sorry.
Honestly, pedos should be hanging And at this point, anyone pushing this agenda should be hanging. They should bring back public. Yeah, it's that bad.
Yeah.
I think we'll see it.
Yeah. What do you think, Lil?
Well, we know parents in this country know my child, my school isn't doing RSE. We're a Catholic school. Whereas your teachers are lying to you. It's across the board. So they were in denial. They now realise that this is happening in every single classroom. We've warned people of where it's going to go. We are seeing more and more cases of children raping children, children doing inappropriate things. It's got out of control.
They're literally creating monsters.
They are, and demons. And as Christine said, he's got to make his move. He's got to make his move because everything in the prophetic world said it's happening. And this is actually going to slide on now to the eclipse and prophecy. Prayer warriors, everything is linked. Everything is connected. We're watching the fall of the royal family. We're watching the fall of Hollywood. Everything is coming around. And I do believe by the end of this year, we're going to see the collapse of this education. And when that happens, the people that are conducting these classes, the head teachers that are allowing these groups of people to come into the schools and groom our children must be held accountable. That's all I've got to say on that.
I agree
wholeheartedly.
So, Christine, you've had an eclipse, you haven't seen it. Everyone was expecting everything to go off today.
Yeah.
I have seen absolutely nothing about CERN being turned on today. Can't find absolutely anything. I had a look for the Devil Comet. There's not really been many telling you where to look for it. But I mean, here in the UK, we're not going to see it because it's just rain. What do you think's going on? What are the prophets saying, Christine?
Well, it goes back. It's so funny because I said the other day, April 8th will happen and then you're going to wake up. And April 9th will happen. And it's just going to be another day, right? And it seems that it's just going to be another day. And that is prophecy. Because we know what the enemy wanted. What the enemy's intention was to release hell upon this earth today. And literally open a portal from CERN and release demons on this earth. That is the plan. And there have been many prophets and many prayer warriors and ministries standing against this for a long time. At the front line of that has been Robin D. Bullock, my personal church international. And so my pastor, my prophet, I love them. They have really stood strong in all of this. And against, they've come against hell themselves. They have been under attack like you wouldn't believe from other churches, from other ministries, calling them false prophet this and whatever. And the truth of the matter is, we have the power and authority to speak life or death from our tongues every day. We either speak blessings or cursings. We either speak life or we speak death. And we've been praying against this in the spirit. We have been warring against this in the spirit. And today, Robin Bullock put out an 11th hour where he came against it and warred in the spirit against it as it was supposed to be happening. And it was beautiful. And we're going to attach that to this so that you can kind of see in real time what was happening behind the scenes and how it can change everything. Because it has to happen in the spirit before it happens in the physical. And the war is in the heavenly realm, not really this earthly realm. But one will usher in the other. So, you know, whatever happens in the spirit does happen on earth. So,
and a lot of the, like, followed Amanda Grace, and I mean, Hurst the other night, she blew me away. And I think I even sent it to you, Kat, didn't I? And some of the links that she was making was incredible. And I have been saying Jonah and Nineveh, right, for at least 2 years now. I've been racking my brain to see what prophetic word I saw that made me jump onto the whole Jonah thing. And I even mentioned it to Daisy, you know, Daisy, Catherine. I mentioned it to her a couple of years ago that I don't think it's tribulation time. It's not going to be the sign, you know, of the rapture and everything else. It's going to be like the times of Jonah when he went to Nineveh begrudgingly, ended up in a whale or a big fish, and gave the Minervians, or however you pronounce their names, longer because they saw God. And it was just so interesting how the story of Jonah is kept being played over and over. And to this day, I cannot remember. It might have been Deborah Williams who said about the times of Jonah. And then when she read, obviously, the last couple of verses, 9:11 of chapter 4 of Jonah.
Oh,
what
that was
said.
Amanda Grace when she hit
who
that.
Who did I just say? Amanda Grace, yeah, she did just say. But I meant originally a couple of years ago on the Jonah thing, it might have been Deborah Williams where right. I, you know, where I started looking into the you know. So it's exciting times. God is making his move. We're still not over today. For us here in the UK, it's like 9 o'clock. But for you, it can, what is it, 3 o'clock, coming up to three?
Right, it's 3 o'clock now. So
was crossing at Eagle Pass at a certain time, wasn't it? Because that was where the most impact was, at Eagle Pass. But I can't remember what time that was supposed to hit Eagle Pass.
Well, it was actually, it did that first thing this morning. It started in Texas and it's moving across the U.S. up to the Northeast. So it has gone over us in Alabama, I believe, now. And it's heading on that direction. What's so interesting is that it started off in Eagle Pass and it ends, I can't remember exactly where.
Near Jerusalem. Near Jerusalem. And White House. Something to do with White
There's
House.
A place specifically where the last eclipse and this eclipse cross. And in that cross is Carbondale, Illinois. And Robin Bullock was specifically called there in the spirit. And he knew he was called to that location months ago, months and months ago. And he and Steve Schultz with Elijah Streams went to Carbondale, Illinois and held, well, they just did warfare there in the spirit, and they did not televise it. They were going to, and at the last minute God said don't show this, because he specifically didn't want to tip the enemy off to what was going to happen today. But that had already been dealt with in the spirit months ago, which is why I've had so much peace through all of this, because I knew that was done. And so everybody's talking about the eclipse, and I'm like, okay, yeah, I haven't really looked into it. I'm just like, we'll see. But I love it because it's already done. We are so much further ahead than the enemy. They don't have a clue what's going on. They think they do, but they don't. And so, you know, God is, there is no battle, if you will. They don't have power. They don't have authority. They have nothing against our God. Nobody can go to battle against our God and win. That's a joke. I mean, you're a fool to think so, right? So it's kind of nice to just know that we do indeed have hope. And good things are coming. I think this is an end of an era that we've all been in, that has been such a struggle and a time we all feel like we've walked through this wilderness alone, and that there have been times when nobody saw us and no one cared, and we've all had financial struggles and spiritual struggles and emotional struggles and family struggles and governmental struggles. On every level, it's been a fight. And I think that the next 40 days is going to be very important, as it was in the book of Jonah, because it talks about God giving Nineveh 40 days to repent. And I think it's very important, and we're at a crossroads right now, where it is time for the world to hit their knees and repent and come back to your first love and the one that loves you, and come back into that relationship, not religion, but relationship with Christ. And I'm not talking about Christ consciousness. That's deception on the most evil level. It leads you to, they want you to deny the actual Christ and believe in Christ consciousness. It's a total different thing. Don't fall for that. It is deception. So come out of darkness, come into the light, the true light of Jesus. Find out Amen. Who he really is, what he really did, because he did it all for you. And it's just time. It's time to open your eyes and learn the truth.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, before we hit Diddy Watch, Catherine, what did you send me? What is going on with Justin Timberlake?
Oh, I know. This is recent, his most recent. Satan's definitely up in his game, isn't he? Justin Timberlake's most recent video is so blatantly evil and demonic. You know, when you have this picture of Justin Timberlake when he was younger, and, you know, he was this clean cut. And we all know, you know, the Disney Club scenario. We all know that. We all know what was intended for him in the end, much like Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, anyone that sort of goes into that world. But, you know, now's the time for him to come out and do what he's supposed to do, you know, his contract. And in this video, is so obviously demonic. It's like where his alter ego basically gets rid of him, and there's the Satan's there in the form of the woman with the, you know, with the evil eyes. And then in the background, after she like sicks up this black goo all over his face after cutting his face, which shows the possession, all of the dancers in the background are just covered in blood. They're just all having this like orgy thing. And then at the end, he sits in the car. He puts his old self in the boot and slams it down, and he sits in the car next to the devil, and then his eyes turn exactly like the devil. It is so. And your children, see, this is what they do. They paint them in this little, you know, follow me, I'm an idol, false idol, obviously, for young children. And then with a click of a fingers, they turn demonic. And your children are now following these people as they turn demonic. Do you see what this is doing? This is what we mean when we say a spiritual warfare. They're coming for your children. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Check it out, guys. I don't know what the song's called, but it's his newest release.
That's why the Bible says, guard your gates. Your gates are your eyes, your ears, your mouth. You've got to guard what you speak, what you see, what you hear. Whatever you take in affects not only your soul, your mind, your will, your emotions, but it affects your spiritual well-being. Every song you hear on the radio affects your spirit. And you are letting things in. People to have no clue. They think that they can go out and do these little things for peace. Like they think that meditation is the same as prayer. It's not. It's not. It's not about breathing. It's about the one who gave you breath and whose breath is in your lungs. And you've got to learn the difference. You know, it's not about you being a god. It's about you worshiping the only one true living God. the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. That is what this is about. All of it.
Amen.
Indeed, indeed. Well, did he watch? Did he? People are panicking. More and more is coming out. The son has been arrested for sex abuse, as we covered on Friday. He's been out spotted a couple of times. Now, there has been a video that has been released of him sitting with his youngest daughter, going through a list of names. Now, the one I watched had this awful music going on. It's very inaudible. And as I was, obviously, I need to go and check the sources before I can put this out. I cannot find that video anywhere. When I looked at the comments underneath, a lot of people were saying that it was then, but there are a few people to say that isn't it. This is from years ago, and it's going through his birthday invitation list. Which, personally, I tend to go with that, because where's the original video? Why is this really loud, awful music put over the video? So I'm not going to release this video. Go ahead. If you're going to post that video, air with caution. It's probably always best, really, just to check where it's come from, because, as I say, we can't verify it. Not that those names are no doubt right, but there's a lot of names missing that he listed. Yeah. We've also got so many celebrities getting absolutely panicked, like you wouldn't believe. I mean, Justin Timberlake, he was at those parties. Obviously, we've got Mary J. Blige, we mentioned Will Smith, Jada Pinkett Smith. We've got this T.D. Jakes, Harve Pierre, Kevin Hart. I mean, the list is so long. Oprah, Barack Obama. The list is endless who is linked to this. And as we say, Jeffrey Epstein was focused. Oh, talking about Jeffrey Epstein, I watched that film, that documentary. What's it called? Which I can't remember. The one that about Prince Andrew. Last night, Netflix documentary. I can't remember what it's called now. It's just gone completely out of my head. Scoop.
Right.
So I watched that last night. It had Billie Piper, and I thought that was quite interesting because obviously she was married to Lawrence Fox, who's a regular on the show. And Lawrence Fox obviously played Hunter Biden in My Son Hunter. And it's really just how they get Andrew to go for this. And his complete ignorance over the friendship with Epstein and the absolute lies. And then obviously they went over that he never sweats, all that nonsense. It was good. The Gillian, what's her name, from X-Files, playing the BBC's report. Gillian Anderson, wasn't it?
That's it, yeah.
Something like that. Playing the woman who interviewed Andrew, who I can't even remember now either. But it was good. There was absolutely nothing new come out of it. We know it all. They could have gone a lot deeper. What was interesting is this was around 2016 that this was all based, 2017, or maybe even late 2020. You know, and they were all, the BBC was shocked about the Epstein allegations from Virginia Giuffre. You know, we were talking about it on the column in 2011.
Yeah.
And BBC are making out that it only really came to light to them after Epstein was arrested and then wherever he went.
Well, how many of them are involved? So.
Exactly. So, Diddy screwed. We've still got no Kate. The royal family's falling down around us. The world is still in one piece. I don't believe the banking systems have gone down yet. I don't believe we've lost power. Well, I haven't here in Devon lost any power. So we continue on. And we will continue on with our new show on Wednesday, when hopefully Jason will be back with us. Any final words, ladies, before we go? Catherine.
Yeah, just to emphasize the spiritual warfare part of it. And just as Christine said earlier, to guard everything, you know, and protect it through Jesus, because it really is bad, bad out there. And it's affecting people and they're not even aware of it, you know, and it is just really important to really watch what your children are watching. I can't say it enough. I know we go on about it a lot, but it's vital. It really is, because, man, that Satan is sneaky. He's clever. You know, it's popping up absolutely everywhere now, and we have to protect our kids like we've never like we've never fought before, spiritually as well, you know. Yeah, that's all from me, and I'll be back Friday. I will, guys. What's that?
Ephesians 6. Armor up, the whole armor of God.
Yeah, absolutely.
Read Ephesians 6.
Yeah, when you say, Christine, armor, I'm going to go through a prayer that we do every day that my children and I have had memorized since before they ever started school. So I've been praying this over them every day of their life. And it's wonderful. And I would be happy if anybody wants a copy, email me, I'll get you a copy of it. It's called Putting on the Whole Armor of God and the Prayer for Kings and King's Kids. And it just, when you wake up in the morning, it just says, good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, according to your word, I present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable in your sight. In the name of Jesus, I put on his salvation for my helmet, his righteousness for my breastplate, his truth is the belt around my waist, and on my feet the readiness to spread the gospel of peace. I take up the shield of faith to put out all the fiery arrows of the evil one, and I take up the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, to fight temptation like Jesus does. And according to your word, the glory of the Lord is my rear guard. I am completely covered and protected this day by Jesus' precious blood. Amen. Hallelujah. So,
amen.
That's our armor. Yeah. Put that on every day. And it's beautiful. It's a great reminder to all that the enemy is after your soul. And if he can deceive you into thinking that you are insignificant, you're just a little speck, God's not real, any of that, he's got you. So guard your soul. Guard your soul.
Amen. LibertyTactics.co.uk, ExposingTheLie.info, PublicChildProtectionWales.org. We will be back on Wednesday as always. Any stories, any things you want to send over, info@LibertyTactics.co.uk, or Lou, Liberty Tactics, or Kat with a K, Liberty Tactics, and Christine at Liberty Tactics. You can get in touch with all of us. That's it. We'll be back on Wednesday. Good night and God bless.
God bless.